Good morning. A knife-wielding man shot dead by Spanish police had come out as gay and was contemplating suicide, so reports say, quoting his ex-wife's testimony. Algerian Abdel Wahab Taib, who's 29, shouted in Arabic as he targeted a police station in a town south of Barcelona. Police are treating the incident as a terrorist attack, but a source close to the investigation said they do not suspect any links to jihadism. Police have searched Taib's home and questioned his former wife. Relatives of the attacker are now considering suing the Catalan Regional Police for negligent conduct, so their lawyer said. Taib approached the police station at 05:45 on Monday morning, buzzing the intercom and demanding to be allowed in before lunging at a police officer with a knife. Members of the infamous Wolfpack group, convicted of sexual assault, have been forced to flee a swimming pool in Sevilla. The men were present in a group with others when they were angrily confronted by swimmers. The case involved five men sexually abusing an 18-year-old woman at the San Fermín Festival in Pamplona in 2016. It became a national scandal and the men were released a few months into their nine-year sentence. The men are originally from Sevilla, where at least two were recognised by other bathers at the public pool in Palomares del Rio on Saturday. Angry members of the public shouted at the men, forcing them to move to another part of the sports centre and to stay there until it closed. Local mayor Juana Caballero issued a statement saying, "We will not allow Palomares del Rio to become a refuge for rapists or criminals." Serious injuries have been reported and a railway line has been closed after a passenger train smashed into a lorry on a level crossing in Andalusia yesterday afternoon. At least four people were injured after the train from Sevilla to Malaga struck a lorry at the crossing. Emergency services and an air ambulance attended the scene. The track between Bobadilla and Puente de Piedra has been closed. And Spain's socialist government said yesterday it would amend the historical memory law to prevent the descendants of former dictator Francisco Franco from legally challenging the exhumation of his remains from the vast mausoleum in which they are interred in the mountains north of Madrid. The government announced on its Twitter feed that it was set to approve a decree during Friday's weekly cabinet meeting modifying legislation to circumnavigate the possibility that the Franco family could stall the process by suing against the removal of his mortal remains from the Valley of the Fallen. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.